I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network college football analyst. NCAA. Mullion Hawes, college football expert.
Mullion Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Zach Zabeman sitting in for David this morning, and we are delighted to welcome in Jerry DiNardo. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. I am very excited because I number four Ohio State coming into town to take on the Cats. That is a really fun game. It's just great to have a home game for Northwestern against Ohio State. Should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, that is going to be a precursor to a really big game next week. What do you make? I mean, number six Wisconsin at Ohio State. What do you make of Ohio State coming into Evanston? And it's a big game because they're a big team, but the Cats might have a rough time with that.
You know, this is one of the spots where Fitz does a really good job. You know, none of us know how it's going to turn out. I mean, obviously it would be a huge upset if Northwestern won, but they'll be ready to play. You know, the fact that Ohio State had the week off, you know, might be good for Northwestern, bad for Ohio State. I mean, they were on such a roll, and now for 7 days they've been hearing how good they are, how they invented the game, how they're going to be in the college football playoffs, and that's not the greatest message for a team that was on a roll going into a place like Evanston. So, you know, don't be surprised. The talent level is significantly different. But, again, this is where one of the things Fitz does really well is get his teams ready for these kind of games.
What kind of wrinkles may we see from Northwestern to try and create an upset scenario here?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Zach. Fitz isn't really all that much of a wrinkle guy. You know, Mark D'Antonio has that reputation. But it would make sense that they both had 13 days to get ready, that they might do something. And, you know, sometimes, as D'Antonio has proven, they're most effective in the special teams. So maybe we see something there, Zach. I'm not sure. But that really hasn't been Fitz's MO. But like I said, he's had 2 weeks to get ready for this one.
Big game of the week is number seven Penn State hosting number 17 Michigan. A whiteout game for Penn State. Last week they went to Iowa and took care of business. What do you make of this matchup?
Two really, really good defenses. You know, they're different defenses. Penn State plays a lot of different coverages. Michigan basically plays man coverage. Both offenses probably not where they want to be. Certainly Michigan's isn't where it wants to be. And Penn State's is a little bit of a mystery. You know, they should be more explosive than Michigan. And if they are more explosive and both defenses hold serve, the whiteout will make a difference. It's an incredible, incredible environment. The cadence is going to be impacted. Everything Michigan does will be impacted. I mean, it's by design that every time Ohio State and Michigan comes to State College, they have a whiteout. So the fans get into this game probably as much as any fans do in the country, and it really does make a difference. But two really good defenses, an average at best offense for Michigan, and probably an average to good offense for Penn State.
Things got rough for Illinois last weekend against then number 16 Michigan. Could be even harder this week against number six Wisconsin. Is there any way the Illini can make this a game?
Well, you know, Zach, there's always a way, right? I mean, we're going there. I'm heading there tonight, actually, after a big show at 4. But, you know, I think the good news is they fought back last week after being way behind. You know, to me, here's the issue. You know, they lost to Eastern Michigan. They could have beaten Nebraska. The games that they were so close to that would really show improvement that they lost. Now, if you lose a one-sided game to Wisconsin, it just magnifies those previous losses against matchup opponents. Because I don't think we should be judging Illinois' progress by playing Wisconsin. And we should try to avoid that. But then where do you go to judge the progress. If you go back to the games that they should have and could have won, and should have might be too strong, but they could have won them, you know, that's where I'm worried the focus is going to be too much on this game as opposed to some of the games that they matched up earlier in the season. And when you're trying to get to a bowl to show progress, you lose those matchup games. It's weeks like this that it really hurts you.
Jerry, thanks a ton. I know you got to catch a flight. Thanks a ton. We appreciate catching up with you.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks, Jeff.
All righty. That is Jerry DiNardo, our Big Ten analyst, our college football expert. Always a joy to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.